Gets a little longer every time. It is indeed not news, as we do at 7:15 on Thursday morning. Shane Anderson joins me to talk about the rubbish that we've all been paying attention to this week. That's what we do, isn't it?
That is what we do every single Thursday, apart from last Thursday when I slept in.
I wasn't going to dob you in. You don't have to dob yourself in. It's fine. Kick us off. What happened this week?
Yeah, look, I'm going to talk about something we don't talk about really ever on this segment. It never comes up as not news. Australian politics.
It never comes up at all. It's amazing.
It's so rare that not news comes out of our parliament.
Normally such a clean run.
So clean, sophisticated, mature debate that goes on in the halls of our nation's parliament in Canberra.
I think I know where you're going with this one.
Former Minister for Women, Michaelia Cash, threatening to dish dirt on Bill Shorten. She was being questioned about her chief of staff, and she came out with a bit of a rage and a fury, and she said she is happy to sit here and name every young woman in Shorten's office over which rumours abound. I mean, given that it is so difficult for any woman to do their job in a professional environment without false rumours abound, I imagine there's quite a few names she was preparing to dish out. The whole thing is absolutely ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. My favourite thing is she was being questioned about, I believe, whether her department tipped off the AFP about a raid. So it's not really a relevant thing to start threatening unless I've misunderstood what the questioning was about.
I think it was the Liberal version of a Julia Gillard attack, like coming out that this was her Julia Gillard moment, but just kind of on the wrong side of the fence here.
Really
the
wrong side.
The fact that this comes from the former Minister for Women isn't even surprising, given the previous former Minister for Women was Tony Abbott. But in a bizarre turn of events, Tony Abbott has come out of this as the voice of reason, saying that basically it was ridiculous and she needed to apologise, which is, the world is bent.
The world is absolutely bent, but God bless Penny Wong for apparently rushing in there to say, if you don't apologise and withdraw that statement, we will have this conversation, we will have it on the Senate floor.
Yeah, exactly. Even if people are listening to that thinking that, oh, maybe there is a bit of truth to it, the whole way that this has been gone about is wrong. It is shaming women.
Yep.
And everyone has come out saying that it's false. It's not news.
Never should have happened. Never should have happened. Boom. Into the bin.
Right. Into the bin and moving on to the second bizarre story from this week. I don't know if this week is so much not news as I've just woken up into a world where everything is flipped. But Barbara Streisand has revealed that she has successfully made two clones of her pet dog. Not one, but two clones of her dead pet dog.
That's disturbing.
It is disturbing. The reasons why, I think, are more, why not? She has the money. Why not clone your dead dog? So the dog Samantha died, I think, in 2014. So this is a long time coming, at which you have to think, why not just buy a new dog?
That is a very good question.
You're a pet man.
I am.
Would you consider cloning one of your cats?
Well, look, I'd be devastated if DJ died. But, I mean, the clone wouldn't be him. It's not like this clone would come about with all the memories of what we'd, you know, had together.
It is a Black Mirror episode.
Sounds weird when I say it that way. Sorry, but yeah, like, you know, it's not like he'd remember sort of, you know, having grown up with me. It'd just be a new cat that happened to be identical.
She has come out and said that the pets do have different personalities. They just look like her dog, Samantha.
What kind of a dog is it? Do we know?
Look, I do technically know in that I have read the name of the dog,
right,
but
cool.
it is a breed I've never heard of before. It sounds very French It sounds very rare.
So it's not like the Bichon Frise or anything like that, is it?
No.
I just love saying that. Anyway,
I'll put it up on Twitter later.
Sure. I'm just like, you know, So what she's basically done is spend a great deal of money to get two dogs that look very much like another dog. And look, as a non-dog owner, I've got to say, you can find dogs that look like other dogs pretty easily.
Yeah, it's a very strange story. We're going to put this in the bin of celebrities having too much money and
kinda
time.
I talk about it forever. I mean, it really is, you know, the Tesla in space of Barbara Streisand's word.
Yeah, but Nick, I have another celebrity story.
We're not done with celebrity news this week.
50 Cent, a famous rapper. I don't know if I need to give him an introduction.
I can't tell anymore. I mean, he was famous when I was doing MTV Magazine over a decade ago. Is he still famous now?
Oh, he's still kicking around now and then.
Sure.
He was in the news a couple of months ago as one of those Bitcoin millionaires, you know, people who had Bitcoin in their bank account, forgot about it, and now the price has shot up, have found themselves ridiculously rich.
It does not surprise me that in Bitcoin's horrifying dude bro culture, a rapper would fit in exceptionally well.
Yeah, well, he was apparently rich to the tune of $10 million from an album which he accepted payment for in Bitcoin rather than US dollars. Oh, suddenly in the news, it turns out 50 Cent filed for bankruptcy not that long ago, and the US government are interested in this Bitcoin fortune he has tucked away. But that's not the end of the story, because it turns out his Bitcoin fortune was a lie.
And
this week he had to testify in court that he is broke.
He's Bitcoin broke and real broke.
In both virtual and fiat currency, 50 Cent is rather ironically named.
That is heartbreaking for poor Curtis. I'm very worried about him now. I mean, sure, why not lie about the amount of Bitcoins you've got? It makes as much sense as anything else.
Well, he said he wasn't lying about it so much as not denying the rumours once they started circulating.
Brilliant.
Which is lying.
It is. Remarkably so. So while we were worried about celebrity dog cloning Bitcoin fortunes and rightfully distracted a little bit by Michaela Cash, what did we miss?
Yeah, this week a study came out saying that 1 in 6 women aged 15 or above have experienced physical or sexual violence from a partner.
Wow.
Yeah, it came out saying that of women aged 25 to 44, domestic violence causes more illness, disability, and death than any other risk factor. And now that we're starting to become more aware of how widespread harassment is in workplaces, I think we need to not forget that this happens everywhere. And women are most at risk in a relationship or leaving a relationship.
This is serious stuff. I mean, this is a national tragedy. This is something that should be front page news everywhere.
It is. It's scary how widespread it is. Seeing that statistic, 1 in 6 women aged 15 or above, it is scary. And I just feel like all our domestic violence services that help people in these immediate situations where they're under threat are underfunded, under-resourced. They're working so hard to help people, but not getting enough help from the government. And I feel like there's a lot going on in this statistic that could be addressed.
And should be, not the other stuff we've been talking about. Jane Anderson, we'll do this again next week when we climb once more into the muck of the media cycle. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.